USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
It's that time of the year. Parts of the Midwest getting pounded with winter weather. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent in Omaha, Nebraska.
I-80 is closed from Grand Island to North Platte westbound and from North Platte to Lexington eastbound due to whiteouts and crashes. Heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions are reported as the powerful winter storms move through the middle of Nebraska. A number of blizzard or winter storm warnings are in effect throughout the night. At least 6 inches of snow has fallen in Cozad and Elwood. The heaviest snow expected to fall in a swath from northwest Kansas up through central Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and central Minnesota. There's nearly 10 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas.
It's been a wild couple of days on Wall Street with huge swings. On Monday, ahead of Christmas, the Dow losing about 650 points, and then after the holiday, a gain of more than 1,000. But then at the closing bell, the Dow up 260 points after a very volatile day, the Nasdaq up 25, and the S&P 500 up 21. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Learning from your past mistakes, key to having a great new year. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
This is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
In Europe, a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.